Time now to turn around to business. Cammy Knight from our business desk joins us here. Cammy, South Korea has just unveiled a mega plan to boost microchip production and AI infrastructure. Tell us more.
South Korea is pretty much placing all bets on AI. The numbers are staggering, nearly $1 trillion worth of near-term investment. For context, that's about half of the country's entire GDP. It includes a $518 billion investment from SK Hynix and Samsung to build chip factories, a packaging cluster just south of Seoul, and an extensive data center program. It's all part of a plan to get ahead of any other country in the AI race. Luke Schrago brings you the details.
South Korea is betting big on the future of artificial intelligence, with a total of around $1.2 trillion of new investment through public-private partnership with homegrown tech firms Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix.
We must secure the core elements of AI faster than any other country. Semiconductor, physical AI, and AI data centers are the three pillars for a great leap forward. We need to bring them together and, with a sense of urgency, concentrate the full capacities of the government and the private sector to build a Korean-style AI ecosystem.
Seoul has already announced it's tripling spending on AI this year as the sector booms worldwide in a drive to challenge U.S. and Chinese global dominance. The influx of cash will be spent in South Korea's southwest, where new infrastructure is to be built. It won't just relieve a bottleneck in fabricating the advanced chips AI needs to run and pressure on existing factories near the Korean capital and the country's economic heart. It's also meant to help develop a region long lagging in economic development, a key issue for Korea's president. However, it'll take time for his newly announced mega projects to bear fruit.
To build the new semiconductor plants, we need to begin site selection and infrastructure development starting now. For reference, it took us 9 years to build the Yongin cluster. Semiconductor plants also require large-scale sites along with power, water, and workforce. SK Hynix will build these plants wherever these requirements are met.
Beyond the overwhelming demand for such resources the plants will need, there's also been concern with analysts, who've questioned just how long the current AI boom can last in the long term.
The US Supreme Court has blocked Donald Trump's attempt to fire central bank governor Lisa Cook, at least for now. The ruling established that the administration had not provided Cook sufficient due process for her contest for removal. The decision sends the matter back to the lower courts, where the administration will have to prove its allegations that Cook committed mortgage fraud if it wants to proceed with the firing. It signals the Fed is sticking with its principle of independence from politics, though in parallel, Trump also got a win from the Supreme Court, which ruled the president could fire officials at independent agencies like the Federal Trade Commission. Now, one of the US's biggest media empires is splitting in two. Comcast announced this morning it will spin off NBC Universal into a separate publicly traded company. It'll include the Universal Pictures film studio, British broadcaster Sky, NBC, Telemundo, Peacock and Bravo, as well as its theme parks division. Its broadband and wireless businesses, on the other hand, will be left to operate independently under the Comcast name. Markets reacted positively. Its stock jumped more than 20% in pre-market trading. Now it's trading up at more than 6%. Assign investors had long felt the combined structure was holding back value. This split is expected to take around a year to complete, subject, of course, to regulatory approval. A multi-billion dollar minerals deal between Kenya and the United States is facing its first legal challenge. A Kenyan legal advocacy group filed a suit saying the deal was struck in secret without parliamentary approval or public consultation. The deal all centres on Mrima Hill near the border with Tanzania, a 400-acre coastal forest believed to hold deposits worth more than $60 billion. That includes vast reserves of rare earth elements and niobium, a metal critical to electric vehicles, wind turbines and advanced defence technology. The mining ministry has yet to announce the winning bidder, but locals around Mrima Hill fear what a major mining operation would mean for them. The deal is part of a broader push, of course, by the Trump administration to lock in critical mineral supply chains across Africa and get ahead of China. Here's what the Kenyan president told reporters during the G7 summit in Evian.
We are finalizing an agreement with America on some of our rare earth and critical minerals And we have agreed that the minerals will be processed in Kenya, as opposed to, you know, what the other relationship. We've agreed with them on what is mutually beneficial between Kenya and the United States. And President Trump and the American administration are happy with it.
Here in France, Parliament has just passed a new law aimed at cracking down on what it calls ultra-fast fashion, targeting online retailers like Shein, Temu and AliExpress. The legislation introduces financial penalties for companies producing huge volumes of low-cost clothing with fees that could rise to 20 euros per item by 2030. That money would then help fund clothing collection and recycling. The bill also includes a ban on advertising by those brands, including through social media influencers, but there is some doubt over whether that measure will survive, given it may not be compatible with the EU law. Critics argued the legislation doesn't go far enough, saying it largely spares European brands like Zara and H&M, despite their own role in the fast fashion industry, which some research estimates accounts for 10% of global greenhouse gas emissions, Mark.
We have to recycle what we wear, as simple as that. I've been doing that for years. Hope it doesn't show, though. There you go. Cammy, thank you very much, indeed. Always great to see you. Cammy Knight with All the Business, back in about, what, an hour's time?
Absolutely.
Business never sleeps here in France 24, as Cammy proves. Great to see you.